Today we're going to learn for Refuah Shleima for Leora Sora Bas Tamima. Leora Sora Bas Tamima, the young girl who was born 12 weeks early. Ritz Hashem, she should grow to live 120. Yesterday we were discussing this very complicated sugya of Hashem davening. Right? If you recall, we left off at the end of Vav Med Beis, is that correct? Where do we leave off? Who remembers? Top of Zayin Amud Aleph, right? We're right exactly top of Zayin Amud Aleph. We were discussing what does it mean that a Kaddish Baruch Hu davens. So the simple approach is the approach given by the Mefarshim, explained that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is showing us how to daven. Not that a Kaddish Baruch Hu needs to daven, but a Kaddish Baruch Hu is showing us how to daven. The Rashba doesn't learn like that. The Rashba says a Kaddish Baruch Hu is davening. What does it mean? So the Rashba explains, Mari Digzach. He explains beautiful. A Kaddish Baruch Hu gave human beings the ability to have free choice. A Kaddish Baruch Hu is davening kiviyochel that we should be able to make the correct choices, that tzaddikim should be able to make the correct choices. And you'll see in a moment how that plays into this Gemara coming up. Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'Shur Rabbi Yosi. There's a hint in a pasuk. Shekadosh Baruch Hu is parallel that a Kadosh Baruch Hu davens for Shenemar, because it says in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Vav, pasuk Zayin. There's no such thing as a coincidence in your learning. This is going to be the big pasuk we're going to say Motzei Shabbos. Vav Yosim El Harkach. Shekadosh Baruch Hu brings him to the mountain of holiness. V'tzi Mach Din Bivayz Tfilah. He made you joyous in the house of His Tfilah. Tfilasim lo nemar el tfilas. He doesn't say your tfilas, says his tfilah. My matzli, what is a Kaddish Baruch Hu davening from Huna Bar Tuvio Amarav? Yehiratzon milfanacha, right? We did this yesterday, or this is just a repeat. Yehiratzon milfanai, let it be the will of God in front of me, which He is God. Sheyich v'shu rachamei es ka'asi, that I should be able to hold back my, that the mercy should conquer the anger. Number one. Number two. V'yigolu rachamei al midosai, that my mercy should overcome my character traits. V'esnoig es b'nei b'midas rachamei, I should rule or move my children with the mida, with the characteristic of mercy. V'ekadas lam l'fnei m'shur sadin, they should enter before me b'fnei m'shur sadin. Tanya b'shmol ben l'alisha, pamachas niknasi l'haktir k'teris l'fnei l'fnei. So Bishmael ben Elisha gives the following maisa. One time he entered into the Kodesh Kodashim to bring the Ketores. V'ra'isi, and I saw Akatriel ko Hashem Tzvokos. I saw Akatriel, which is another name for God. Right? He saw Akatriel. Shehu Yoshev al Kisei Ram Venisa. He was sitting on the exalted chair up in Shemayim. V'amar li, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yishmael b'ni, Yishmael my kinder, my child, Birchani, bless me. Amarti lo, guys, if you know this, it's because it's an Avram Fried song. Yirat zomil fanecha, let it be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shich v'shu rachamecha eskasecha, that your mercy should overcome your anger, v'yigol rachamecha al midosecha, and that your rachamim should be revealed as your midah, as your character trait. V'tisnaig b'anecha b'midas harachamim. And that you should guide us with the character trait of rachamim. V'tikan is le'mishur sanim. And therefore, you should be entered within the Meshur Siddin. V'nan liberoshin, and Kiviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a physical creature, but Kiviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu nods his head. V'kamash malan, and this tells Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, listen to this concept, Shalote birchas hedyot kala be'enecha. The bracha of a light person, the bracha of a regular person, should never be light in your eyes. Namely, you might get brachas from anybody, even from, you know, the ice cream man. Every bracha you get, you should accept here. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu even accepted a bracha from human beings. So vis-a-vis us, everybody is like this tzaddik. You see here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that fits in nicely with the Rashba. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the tzaddikim to make the right choice. So he davened for the tzaddikim to make right choices. So here the tzaddik is, he wants a bracha from the tzaddik. So that's how you can see it relates a shtickle to tzaddikim making correct choices. How do you know that you're not supposed to go over to somebody when they're angry, and at that moment, while they're still angry, try to appease them? Wait for them to go away, to become, then go over to them and ask them mechila. Because it says, Shmos Perek Lamagimel Pasuk Yedalad Vayomer, it says, Panai Yelchu, the Panai, my anger, in this case, they're teaching Panai's anger, shall go away, v'anechosi loch, and then I'll leave you. Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, Himtin liyad she'evru panim, shalzam, wait for me to finish being angry, v'anich loch, and then I will make it nachas ruach with everything that you wish. This, of course, is referring to the time after this Jew's sin with the Meraglim. Just wait a second before you get a peek. Asks the Gemara, wait a second, the fact that we have to wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stop being angry, that implies what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Frek the Gemara Kasha. Umi, Karaska, Kami, the Kutcher Brichu, they're angered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara in, there is. This sign we learned in Perek Tehil and Perek Zayin, Pasuk in Beis. It says in Pasuk, I'll read the whole thing, Elokim, Shoyfei Tzadik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the Tzadik, Vikel, Zoam, Bechol Yom. And he gets angry each and every day. Vikama Zamo, and how much is this anger? Rega, a moment. Vikama Rega, and how much is a moment? Echad mechameshes ribo ushmonis alaf mushmonis meis ushmonim ushmonim b'sha. What is that? That is, you ready for that number? That is 58,888th of an hour. Zuhi rega. That is, so that's not a lot of time. Do the math, not even a second. Vein kol ber yechol lekaven, and not a single human being could identify that particular moment. Oh, so sha. Chutz mi Bilam HaRasha. Bilam HaRasha was the one person who could chapois and figure out exactly when that moment was. Dichsiv Bey, because it says, V'yodeya das Elyon. He knew the thinking of the Elyon, of the Almighty, of the one above, which is Hashem. Says the Gemara, really? Bilam knew of it. Bilam was able to identify when a Kaddish Baruch was angry because he knew the wisdom of Hashem. Hash the das behemta lo v'yada. He couldn't even understand that when animal was thinking, because remember the whole story with the donkey, we had no idea it was flying. Das Elyon havayada. He knew the way a Kaddish Baruch thought. Can't be. Ela melamed. It teaches us shahaya Bilam. Yodea lekavin oso shosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kois, but no, he was able to identify precisely when HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry, and he was able to mekalel Klal Yisrael at that particular juncture. Wow. V'ayinu damar lehu Navi liYisrael. And that's what the Navi says to Klal Yisrael. Micha the Navi says to Klal Yisrael. Says, Ami, my nation, Zecharna mayad Balak ben Melech Boav. Remember the advice and the counsel that Balak had, and what Bilam answered him. What did Bilam answer him? Leman das sitzkos Hashem. What did he say? My leman das sitzkos Hashem. What does it mean in Pasuk? When Bilam responded, I can only do according to the knowledge of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm Rebbe Lazar. I'm a Rebbe Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. Du, you should know. Kama tzedakos asisi imachem. Look how many righteous things I did for Klal Yisrael. Shalom ka'asti b'mei Bilam harasha. I never got angry at the time of Bilam harasha. Shalomali ka'asti. If I would have gotten angry at that time when Bilam wanted to curse Klal Yisrael, and Bilam was able to figure out and identify that particular moment, lo nishtayir misoneim shel Yisrael, there would not have been anything remaining of Klal Yisrael. Soneim shel Yisrael is a saginohar. It literally means the enemies of Israel, but figuratively means Israel. Because they were talking about what bad things would happen, referred to the soneim shel Yisrael. Sorry to Paul, there would not even be left even the remnants of Klal Yisrael. V'ayinu dekamar le Bilam lebalak, and that's what Bilam says to Balak. Ma ekov lo kava. What is not cursed, I cannot curse. Uma ezom, and what I doesn't get angry at, lo zaam Hashem. Hashem does not anger. Melamed, this teaches us, shekolos v'niyamim lo zaam. All of those days, the Kaddish Baruch Hu didn't get angry. In 1993, it was a Friday night in Moresh HaKol, and Avram Willer was learning this Gemara with Rabbi Louis Wieneker. And we asked the following question. I'll never forget this. How, so what? If Bilam knew 1/20th of a second, right? If Bilam knew the 1/20th, could you curse Klal Yisrael in that 1/20th of a second? So Tosus asks that kasha. And Tosus gives two answers. Number one, the whole curse would have been Ekalem, I'll wipe you out. You could say that 1/20th of a second. The second answer was, as long as you begin at the Shas Kaiso, as long as you begin at that moment he gets angry, you can continue going. L'halakha l'maisa, what does that do for us? Let's say it's a second before Shkia, could you daven mincha?
Yes.
Says Tosfos, just like Bilam began the curse 1 second before Shkia, so too, as long as we begin right before Shkia, we're good to go. Okay, that's what I remember from that night in Moresh HaKol. The Brisa then continues, V'kam za'amo, how much is the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Rega, a moment. V'kam rega, and how much is a rega? Once again, Rav Avinu V'tayim, Rabbi Chaim Avna, rega kimimra. It's the shear of Azman that's very short, Okay, umanal under rega rasach, and now we know he gets angry for just a rega. Shenemar v'chi rega ba'apo. There's a rega. There's a moment of anger. Chayim birtzono, you live birtzon as you will. So the shah, the pasuk is telling us that apo means kas, the anger. So apo is a rega. V'bay sam, if you want, I'll tell you another answer. Mehacha, I'll tell you from here. Chabi kimat rega. I hide from you for like the smallest of rega, ad ya'avor za'am, until my anger passes over. So if you only got to hide for a little bit in order to avoid anger, how much is the anger? Only that little bit. Says the Gemara, ve'emasai rasach, when does the Kaddish Baruch get angry? So when do you have to be good to make sure the Kaddish Baruch get angry? When does the Kaddish Baruch get angry? Amra baye, barach klas shayi kamayis of the first 3 hours of the day. And there's a word I forgot to look up. I think it's main. Ki chivara karbalos of the tarnagol of kai achar kara. When the karbalos of the tarnagol, which I think is the main of the tarnagol of the chicken, whitens and it's no longer red, and the chicken is standing on one leg, that's when it happens. That's not what angers a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's merely a correlation telling me if I see a chicken on one leg and the mane turns white, that's when we know a Kaddish Baruch Hu is angry. Kol shayta v'shayta nami kayachi. Says the Gemara, wait. The mane sometimes, it always turns white. Says the Gemara, not really. Kol shayta isbe shuke sumke. Each hour, the mane is red and a shtickel white. Bahi shayta. At that moment, when a Kaddish Baruch Hu gets angry, Leisbe Shiraki Sumke. There is nothing at all read about the mane. A little story. How Stuki Davish Vivasa Derbi Shuban Levi. There was once a Stuki. A Stuki is an individual who doesn't believe in the Torah Shbal Peh. He only believes in Torah Shbichsav. Okay? And he was in the neighborhood of Rabbi Shuban Levi. Havikamitsar Le Tuva Bikroi. And he used to torture Rabbi Shuban Levi with Psukim. Yom Echad Shakol Tarnagola. One time, Rabbi Shuban Levi took a chicken. Vukme ben Kara de Arsa. He took the chicken and put it by the legs of the bed. He wanted to identify the ayin ba, and he was looking at it to determine when a Kaddish Baruch Hu was angry, so he could curse out that stuki. Savor kimate shaita elte. He said, when that moment happens, he'll figure out exactly what to do, and he'll curse out that stuki. So bad things will happen to the stuki. Kimate shaita. When that hour came, nayim, he fell asleep. He couldn't curse out the stuki. Amar shma mina lavarichach lemervit hachi. He says from that, oh, it's not derech eretz to curse out anybody, because he fell asleep. Because racham aval kol maasav, you have to have mercy on all of your creations. Ksiv, uksiv, and it says another pasuk in Mishlei Yudzayin pasuk Chavav, gam onosh l'tzadik lo tov. It's not good for a tzadik to be the one who gives the punishment. Let somebody else do that. Another story of Kaddish Baruch Hu's anger. Tanya Mishmei the Rabbi Meir. We learned in a brayse in the name of Meir. Bishah she'acham azarachas, when the sun is rising, v'chol malchei mizrach u'mayiv, and all the kings of the east and west, maniach hisrayim b'roshayim. They take their crowns off their heads, umishtachavim lechama, and they bow down to the sun. Wow, miyad koyis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At that moment, the Kaddish Baruch Hu gets angry, because all the malachim, the leaders of the nations, they bow down to Avodah Zarah, which is very bad. Of course, how does Avodah Zarah begin? We originally, the Rambam in Avodah Zarah says, initially, we serve the luminaries as a chelek of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and then people divorce those two and serve the luminaries sans the Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Gemara is now going to bring another maimer that Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Yosei that was dealing with arising to do tshuva, which is very appropriate for this time of Elul. From Yochanan Mishumim Yosei. Tova mardas achas belivo. Better to have one level down in your heart, literally, but better to have like a little hachna, a little humility in your heart. That's great. Belivo shel adam. That's greater, yosa mikama malkios, more than getting lashes. Shenemar, because it says, Hosea, says, Perek Beis Pasuk Tes, viridfa es me'ahava, I ran after my beloved, v'lo sasigo, some the Pasuk continues, ubikashtem, and I searched for them, lo timsa, v'emra, and then the Pasuk continues, which you have in front of you, Elcha, I will go after them, v'ashuva el ishe, and I will return to my beloved, my ishe arishon, to my first wife, Kitovli az me'ata, because she's better than the one that I have now. Meaning, initially, he ran after the mazalos, and he ran after the satellites, because he thought that those were good. But he saw when those weren't helping him, he put into his heart, and he went back to the previous one. Okay? So that's what it means, that you're having a little bit of humility in your heart from not getting what you want, that that's going to turn a person to tshuva more than getting lashes. Okay, so that's important to know before Rosh Hashanah. Before El, what are we working on? We got to have a little humility. Today's the day we're working on, go back to Cheshvin. What did you do wrong in Cheshvin? Have a little bit of humility. Right? Humility, this maridus amlev, is greater than 100 lashes. Shenemar, because it says in Pasuk, tachas ge'ara b'meivin, in place of sighing, is the one who understands, that's greater, mehakos k'sil mea, from getting lashes, 100 lashes, k'sil. K'sil is an idiot, right? So the hachna, the humility of the heart, is greater than the 100 lashes. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted three things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asks Moshe Rabbeinu in Perek Lama Gimel Pasuk Yud Zayin. Moshe says, Gamas Adavar Zerah Sher Deb Dibra Eseh, etc., etc. I found love in your eyes, and he wants three things. What are those? So, Bikesh number one, Shetishra Shechina Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted Shechina, Hashem's presence, to reside on Klal Yisrael. V'nasin lo, and that was given to him, Shenemar, because it says, Haloi Belechtech Imanu. Behold, I'm going to walk with you. Moshe wanted it dafka to be the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted Klal Yisrael to see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, Bike Shalot Tishra Shechina of the Kochavim. He didn't want the Shechina to be present on the nations of the world. It says, V'nasin lo, and that was given. Shenemar V'niflinu Ani V'amecha. V'niflinu comes the word Havdalah. There should be a separation between us and the nations of the world. And the third thing was, Bikesh lo diyadrach of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to understand the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'nasin lo. And that was given to him. Shenemar, because it says, V'ata, now, in Natsasi Chein Be'inecha, if you find a good in your favor in your eyes, Hodieni Noes Drachecha, let me know your path. Let me know your ways. Ve'edal l'man emtzachei benecha, so I should know how to find favor in your eyes. So Amar l'fanav Moshe says in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, Hashem, mipnei ma yesh sadik v'tov lo v'yesh sadik v'ra lo. Why is it that there's a sadik that's good for him and a sadik that's not good for him? V'yesh rosh v'tov lo, there's a wicked man that it's good for him. V'yesh rosh v'ra lo, and there's a wicked man that's no good for him. So Moshe Rabbeinu's question is the following. It's not why do good things happen to bad people, why do bad things happen to good people. It's why is it that sometimes a guy is good, he gets good, and sometimes good, he gets bad. Why is it that bad is good and bad is no good? He couldn't understand the inequity between people who are similar. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's question. That was his problem, which he couldn't understand. Amar lo, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, this is the question that we call in philosophy theodicy, if you want to sound intelligent. Amar lo Moshe, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, tzadik v'tov lo, if a tzadik gets good things, that's a tzadik ben tzadik, that's somebody who's righteous, the son of a righteous person. Tzadik v'ra lo, that's because he's a tzadik ben rosh, that's because his father wasn't so good, and therefore he's getting pain because of the behaviors of his father. Rosh v'tov lo, why is it that an evil person has good things? Because Rosh ben tzadik, he's being rewarded for his father. Rosh v'ra lo, why is it bad for Russia? Because he's a Russia ben Russia. Amar Mar, continuing in this topic of theodicy. Tzadik v'tovlo. If he's a tzadik v'tovlo, he must be a tzadik ben tzadik. It must be because he's a tzadik, the son of a tzadik. Tzadik v'ralo, he's a tzadik ben Russia. He must be the tzadik, the son of an evil person. Is this so, Eni? Is this so? Do we able to make a distinction in that way? And that's how we can understand Tzadik v'ralo. Vok Siv is a Ferish Apostle, Kishmos Lam Medalit Pesach Zayin, Poked Avon Avos Albanim. That teaches us the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes the children because of the sins of the father. But there's another Pasuk that says, Uksiv, Ubanim Lo Yumsu Al Avos. Children won't be punished because of their fathers. So do children get punished because of their fathers? Or do they not get punished because of their fathers? V'ramin and Kraya Dadi, and we throw the pasuk from one pasuk on the other pasuk. Umishaninan, and we answer, Loikasha, this is no difficulty. Ha! The case where we say the banim get punished, Kisho Chazim Maisa Ovidei and Biyadeyim, that's when they act like their fathers. That's why they get punished. Va! And one case is Kisho Chazim Maisa Ovidei and Biyadeyim, and one case is where they do not act like their fathers. So what do we see from here? That if you're a tzaddik, not like your father, you shouldn't be punished. And if you're somebody who does act like your father, the Rosh, you should get punished. So how could you answer that the distinction before is it's the difference between a tzaddik ben tzaddik versus a tzaddik ben Rosh? Elah, he kam arle, rather. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu. tzaddik v'tovlo. If it's a tzaddik v'tovlo, that means he's a tzaddik gomor. That means he's a full-fledged righteous person, never did anything wrong in his life. Tzaddik v'ralo. If it's tzaddik and he gets bad things happening to him, he's a tzaddik she'eno gomor. He's not a full-fledged tzaddik, and therefore he has certain sins. Every tzaddik sins once in a while. That's normal. Therefore, there's going to be a little bit of punishment. What's a rasha v'tovlo? How come a rasha gets good things happening to him? It's a rasha she'eno gomor. That's not a full-fledged rasha. Rasha v'ralo, a rasha who gets bad things happening to him, who only has bad things happening to him, that is a rasha gomor. And that argues on the opinion of Rav Meir. Upligi de Rav Meir, what does Rav Meir say? Dumb Rav Meir, you know, we'll do that tomorrow, that what is the stance of Rav Meir as to whether or not Moshe Rabbeinu was answering all of his problems. Have a wonderful day.